Marshall, Will, and Holly on a routine expedition met the greatest earthquake ever known. High on the rapids, it struck their tiny raft and plunged them down 1,000 feet below to the land.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, Eric Reiner, Trisha, and the music. Where is this music?
That was from? Land of the Lost, the theme song to the original Land of the Lost.
Oh, from Lost on ABC?
No, Land of the Lost. Oh, with the dinosaurs.
Oh,
Eric used to watch it when he was
a
kid. Yes, Breakthrough Entertainment.
I did. I watched that show when I was a kid religiously every Saturday
morning. Was it a good one?
Religiously at church?
Religiously. No, it was my church, Joseph.
Oh, it was your church.
It was your church.
Well, church is usually on Sunday.
Lucky Charms and Land of the Lost.
Oh, I love that cereal. Yeah.
Take me to church. Oh, that's a different song.
But I also liked Land Before Time, except for I didn't like the fact that they were calling them Three Horn and Long Neck instead of their proper names, because all the kids know the proper names.
Yeah, that just gives kids teasing material. But this hour is brought to you by BOTR, Business Owners Tax Relief. Definitely check out how you can save taxes on very interesting ways and strategies, and call 888-977-8993, and that's Conrad Cogeshell at 888-977-8993. Business Owners Tax Relief. Back to you, Joseph J.
Well, actually, it's me, because
back,
you know what?
Back to you, Trisha.
That's my stomach that's rumbling, because you mentioned those brontosaurus ribs.
Oh, popcorn
right
there.
And I'm sitting here thinking, oh my gosh, I need a good recipe for barbecue or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm ready for dinner and ready for summer. What do you think, Joseph? Where am I going
to
find this?
I think, you know, a good place to figure out how to cook these things might be this Thursday. There's this great cooking show. You know what? Let's hear it from Jamie Dunn, culinary specialist, the Taste of Homes Cooking School. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie.
Hey, thank you. I am so excited to be in your area and going to do a great show with some great recipes.
Oh, exciting. Exciting. So it's in Phoenix, because this is a traveling cooking school, right? It's the largest cooking school in the nation. Right?
Absolutely. We're going to be right there in Phoenix at the Mesa Arts Center.
Nice. And it's Thursday night, I believe, at 7 p.m. And we've got some tickets we're going to give away a little bit later in this segment and maybe in the next. But first of all, let our listeners know what they can expect from this cooking school.
You know, this is so much fun, because you're going to come out, you're going to enjoy 2 hours of cooking demonstration where I'm going to show you how to make 10 fantastic recipes. And these are recipes that are good for new cooks, for seasoned cooks, anybody just looking to have a good time. If you are looking for a fun activity, something where you're going to laugh and be entertained and actually go away with some great recipes too, then this is your show. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Do I detect a Southern accent?
I don't think so, but I am from Oklahoma.
I know. It's a slight Southern. I love Southern accents, so it's very, very nice.
I like Southern food.
Oh, yeah.
Well, if you like food, this show is so good for you, because we have a recipe that's so good. We've got some turkey roulades and a strawberry cake and some chocolate chip bacon cookies. I mean, just all kinds of things for anybody.
Chocolate chip bacon cookies. Come on, Eric. You got to jump on that. No?
I'd give it a try.
Well, you know, I've had caramel bacon or maple bacon.
Yeah.
Mixture and cookies
maple sausage
and things. But chocolate chip with bacon, huh?
You know, chocolate chip with maple bacon would be fabulous. But we're just using regular bacon. and they really are delicious cookies.
So now you get, I imagine, a wide variety of people at this cooking school. I mean, do you ever get anyone there who maybe doesn't even know how to make toast?
Oh, absolutely. And we love those people, because they come and they gain some inspiration, even if they're going to just make something very easy. Like, we have a pork meatball that only has 3 ingredients we're going to make during one of the recipes. So even if they just gain something like that, then they've won by coming to the show. And so we are really geared towards new cooks, non-cooks, as well as seasoned cooks, people who have been cooking for absolutely years, like myself.
So how does that work? So you show up and everyone gets an attempt at making something that they want to make, or what you direct them to make?
Actually, it it's a show where I'm going to be on stage, and I'm going to just show them how to make these. And each attendee will have a magazine in their hand that is specifically prepared for this show, and they can follow along, make notes on tips and tricks and ideas. And they're going to walk away with 110 recipes just in the book that is, you know, connected with the show. But then there's another book, it's called Simple and Delicious, and it will be in their bag as well, and that's got another 100 or so recipes in it. So if you want something easier to make, it's in that book.
You know, I was always curious, you know, you see shows on TV and it looks, I love food shows, by the way, and they have all this delicious food they make, and you make it right there in the show. I was always curious, who eats that at the end?
Oh, that is such a great question, because you know what we do with it? Like during the show, when I make, let's just say I make the strawberry cake, I put it on a beautiful serving dish, and then at the end of the show, there'll be 10 lucky winners from the audience that get the food and the beautiful serving piece that it's on.
Oh, that's excellent.
Wow, that's a good idea. Yeah. Now, I've been to a couple of cooking school shows, but not on this grand of a scale. And, you know, they have their preparation area with the mirrors so that you can see what they're doing, and the cameras at all the different angles and showing things. Is that how this is set up in Mesa?
You know, this is set up where there's a camera overhead, and everything that I'm going to be doing will be projected on a huge screen. So you can see absolutely everything I'm doing, every detail of that from there. And then, you know, there are video segments in between that give tips and tricks as well. But, you know, it really is a very engaging presentation where people really get involved. They get really connected to it. And really, if you know anything about Taste of Home, we have millions of fans, and our fans are avid, and they love great recipes.
And I have a wonderful idea. What if you added to the show a radio talk show host as your assistant to taste all the food?
You know what? We are going to need that for sure, because I love to have people taste the food, and that would be great. One of the items that everybody loves to taste are the Thai peanut and chicken noodles, and they are so good. Have a little bit of spice to them. Do you like spice?
Oh, I do.
Oh, there you go.
Ooh.
I love it.
he likes his stuff spicy.
Yeah, come on by. We'll feed you all night.
Oh, that sounds great.
I can't wait. So if there's, I wanted to touch on this also. When I'm watching like news programs, because Dave, you kind of like hinted at this.
Yes.
When you're watching news programs and people are making the food, and then they like reach behind them, and all of a sudden it's already made. They don't even have to bake it.
Yeah, I saw that.
Right. So that's not at this cooking school, right?
Well, absolutely, we do that during the 2 hours, I'm going to make 10 recipes.
Oh,
so basically, each recipe, I have to complete it in 10 minutes.
Okay.
So, you know, you can't have the time
you're not a miracle worker.
Or bake it.
You know, I'm pretty amazing, but, you know.
Good for you, girl.
You have to switch some things out. Yes, there is that going on, just because you have to do that. But people love to see that finished product, and so that's what we want to give them at the end.
So how many people usually show up on average?
You know, we usually have between 700 and 2,000.
Oh, my gosh. That is fantastic.
Well, Taste of Home is huge.
Oh,
I mean,
wow.
They're very well known.
Yes. Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah, we do shows all over the country. And, you know, if people just need, maybe they've had a tough week and they just need a laugh, man, this is your space. You're going to have a great time. Just come on out. Even if you're not intending to cook anything, but just want to have fun, this is a great event to come to.
So how many shows do you do a week usually?
Usually I do 2 to 3 a week. I do 40 a year.
Wow. Oh, that's not bad. And where are you going to be next after the Phoenix area?
Well, you know what? Phoenix is my last one until September 9th, and then I will be in Arkansas. But I just came out of Washington State, where we had a great show, and really, we're all over the nation. I have been just everywhere, including Cancun. Is that in the nation or not?
No, but it's a lovely place.
It's on the continent, though.
It's in a nation.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so tell our listeners so that they can get their tickets. Of course, we've got some to give away, but in case they didn't win those, can they go to tasteofhome.com? Is that what it is?
They can go to tasteofhome.com. They can look under cooking school and find a show. All the information is right there. If they want to go to the Mesa Arts Center box office, they can get their tickets there and get information there as well. The admission fee is $17 for general admission, and then there is a VIP ticket that they can buy for $42, and you're going to love this part. It includes a wine and tequila tasting and a meet and greet and a special gift bag, and it is going to be a fun time. So that meet and greet ticket, that VIP ticket, is just an amazing package.
That is an amazing package. And Jamie, let me ask you this one last question. How is it, I mean, you sound like you're really blessed. You're living your passion and living your dreams. Describe what that's like.
You know what? It is the best feeling in the world to know that you are doing the job that you are supposed to be doing, that you love, that you enjoy. And being able to share with people and be engaged with Taste of Home fans across the country is just, really, just like you said, it's an absolute blessing and a ton of fun.
Excellent. Now, you know, our listeners love swag just like the rest of us do. So I know they're going to be interested in that in the VIP tickets as well. But what about if there's someone who's not able to come Thursday night, but we've whetted their appetite, so to speak, and they really want to be able to see what you're teaching and learn some of these things. Are these videos going to be available on your website later on for people to be able to watch? Or if they're not there, they're unlucky.
Well, you know, they can't watch this specific show, but we do have a whole online cooking school where maybe they wanted to learn how to cook fried chicken, or they wanted to do, you know, the best, most popular recipes at Taste of Home. We have all kinds of classes geared just towards that. And, hey, you were mentioning swag. Mm-hmm. Let me tell you something that everybody gets that comes to the show. They're going to get a bottle of Torani vanilla syrup. It's mm-hmm. the syrup that you can put in coffee or tea or cook with, but it is so good. So, I mean, it's worth coming just to get the syrup.
Well, yeah, Torani has excellent flavors. And is that, do you have sugar-free available as well for our diabetics?
Well, in the bag, the free one is just a regular one, but you know you can buy sugar-free at the store. And my favorite actually is the sugar-free salted caramel, which is
delicious. Oh. I love the salted caramel.
That's so good.
You're a woman after my own heart, let me tell you.
There you go. And sugar-free, it couldn't be better than that.
Exactly.
Now, Jamie, is there one thing, cooking device or something like that we all should have in our arsenal, maybe at home, maybe something that you need to recommend that, you know, because I'm not talking like a rolling pin, but maybe something a little out of the ordinary.
I see you in a picture with a ninja.
You know, the ninja is really great. You know, one of the things that I use absolutely all the time, and people don't really think about, but it's really simple, are kitchen shears. And I use those from everything to cutting meat. I cut spices and herbs with those. I do all kinds of things with those kitchen herbs, and not just opening packages. I actually use it in food preparation. So if people don't have a good pair of kitchen shears, that's the first place to start. But okay. I want to tell you something else. I am the queen of gadgets, so I'm bringing tons of stuff to show you on stage. I have Gadget City, and you're going to love some of the pieces I'm coming out with.
Oh, exciting.
Excellent.
Exciting. Can't
now,
wait to see that.
Is there one recipe that you would recommend everybody, even if you're not a person who cooks or bakes, that everybody should at least have as their go-to recipe?
You know, I think a great slow cooker recipe is one that you always want to have on hand, because that way, whether you've got a busy day or maybe it's even a leisurely day, you can have that meal in the crock pot. It's cooking, and then it's ready when you're ready and when your family is ready. And so I think that's really good. And do you want to hear one that's really excellent?
I would love it.
Look online. It's the Moroccan braised beef. And that is what is so excellent. And you can put it in your crock pot. It has great flavor. Everybody can do this recipe. Moroccan braised beef. Look online at tasteofhome.com and you can pick that up.
Ooh, it sounds yummy. It's what's for dinner tonight.
Nice.
Absolutely.
Now, I've got one more question for you. I asked the people that, you know, in coordinating this interview, I didn't know if they thought that this was appropriate, but since it's our dinosaur show, do you have any, if we were like put on a dinosaur themed party, do you have any, maybe some recipe ideas, some foods that might be appropriate for a dinosaur type party, prehistoric party?
Well, I've been thinking about this.
Okay.
And so I have three for you.
Okay.
How about dinosaur deviled eggs?
Ooh.
And you could make the color of the yolk, you know, you can put some food coloring in there. You could make it green if you thought a dinosaur egg yolk would be green,
yes,
or whatever color it would be. But I think dinosaur deviled eggs would be fantastic.
I like that.
And if I was going to do that, I'd buy the largest eggs I could find,
yes,
at the grocery store, like the jumbo ones. And I think that would be cool.
Oh, I do too.
I know. I also thought about pterodactyl wings.
That's a great idea.
Well, dinosaurs are birds. We just heard that from our paleontologist friend.
There we go, pterodactyl wings. And this is my last one. What about Chex Mix that Trex, or kind of one, a dinosaur-themed Tyrannosaurus Rex Chex?
T-Rex
okay.
Mix.
Ooh,
yes.
There you go.
T-Rex Chex.
Chex.
Oh,
that's
nice.
It. And you could make that sweet or you could make it savory. If you make it sweet and put a little bit of melted chocolate on it, then you could sprinkle some dinosaur figurines on it if you want to see, you know, kind of those little edible pieces. Mm-hmm. And that would be cool.
Right.
Excellent ideas. Good job. Yes. And we kind of put you on the spot there.
Yes.
I know. But, you know, we're all about cooking and making things that are appealing and fun. So I think that's a great theme.
And it's a lot more creative than, you know, dinosaur-shaped chicken nuggets.
Exactly. And those are homemade goodies that you can make and make them like you want to that way.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Wow. Well, in just a few moments, we're going to give our listeners a chance to win some tickets to this exciting cooking school. But again, culinary specialist Jamie Dunn, the Taste of Home Cooking School, this Thursday. It's I think that's the 18th at 7 p.m.
Yes, that is the 18th. Uh-huh.
In Mesa, Mesa Arts Center, right? Uh-huh. So everyone needs to check that out. Thank you so much for joining us, Jamie.
Tasteofhome.com.
Yes, tasteofhome.com. Thank you. Have a great rest of the weekend.
Yes. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Take care.
You too.
Thank you. I'm hungry.
Me too. So,
well, I was hungry before we started.
And our listeners are hungry
now.
Too. So
I was hungry at slap of my bottom when I got born.
Ooh.
What?
And his hunger's never gone away.
No.
He's an eating machine.
I want a Brontosaurus Rex tonight.
Okay.
Wow. Okay.
I was going to make Moroccan braised brontosaurus beef. How about that?
Yeah.
Well, in a few minutes, we're going to count down. Here's the phone number. You're gonna win two passes to see this movie.
Movie.
It's a cooking school.
Cooking
it's live.
School.
I am so.
But this is a great. When you hear the word school, sometimes people might say, "Well, I don't want
right."
Go
no,
school.
This is a show. This is a live show,
and you're going to get some taste. I think, or you can win.
You can win food,
and you're going to
get
at least some
Tirani syrup. Yeah. That's awesome.
So this sounds really cool, though.
Yeah, so
and like
very
she
cool.
said, that's really good in your coffee or to put in as a little flavoring and something.
Yes. So
hot chocolate.
We're going to give you, we've got a couple of pairs. So, you know, for the second caller, when we count down, we're going to give you two tickets to see this exciting show. The numbers are, so you have it, 602-252-1480. Again, write it down, 602-252-1480. And we're going to count down. We're looking for the second caller. 3, 2, 1. The lines are open.
Happy New Year.
Oh,
that's not.
Second caller. We're
second
looking for the
caller.
Second caller.
602-252-1480.
602-252-1480.
Taste of Home Cooking Show in Mesa this Thursday at 7 p.m. And are these, do we know if these are the VIP tickets with all the swag or
the
regular tickets?
I think they're the,
still, that's a $17 per person value.
Yeah, so that's double that, yeah.
Awesome, and good recipes and everything, and you might win the cake and the serving platter. You never know.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've got someone on the phone? Okay. Wendy.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, congratulations. You just won two tickets to the best, or excuse me, Taste of Home Cooking School.
It is the best cooking school.
Of course. Excellent. It sounds like it's going to be really, really yummy. So congratulations.
Oh, what fun. Thank you.
7 o'clock in Mesa. Excellent. 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 Okay. Well, oh my gosh. And
another call.
We
coming up.
Eric, before you hang up
Sunny
on anyone, talk,
oh, yeah.
tell
Make
me
sure.
what's going
so,
on.
So, Wendy, when we put you on hold, go ahead and give your contact information to our producer, Eric.
Email address, name.
And your name, and they will go ahead and get those tickets set up for you for Thursday at 7.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Congratulations.
Yes,
all righty.
And I send emails out on Sunday, just so you know. Don't panic if you don't get anything today.
Okay.
We need to hear a little bit from Land of the Lost, the theme that I am familiar with from the 1990s. Yes, of course, there was the movie starring Will Ferrell, but a couple years ago. Yes, Danny McBride as well. And you know, Will Ferrell sang the original version, but I am familiar with this, the Sleestaks, of course, yeah. This is my Land of the Lost.
I never heard this. What is this?
It's from the 90s. The Land of the Lost from the 90s.
Oh, Land of the Lost.
Deep
that must have been lost.
Living in the Land of the Lost.
Oh, there we go. Now I remember it from the words, the singing of Joseph.
It's Scar. Scar. Was that the big T-Rex?
Oh, yeah.
Scar. His name was Scar.
And this is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. We'll be right back.